And now the latest local news on WBKV. A 29-year-old Milwaukee man arrested in Jackson December 19th for his fifth OWI, this time with his three-year-old son in the car, is scheduled to appear in Washington County Court this morning. The boy's mother became suspicious when they made the custody exchange at about 5:30 that evening in Germantown and noticed Kyle Wobanimke was not driving his vehicle, which has an ignition interlock device. She called police and said she smelled alcohol and he was slurring his speech. Police stopped him when he pulled into a convenience store. Wobanimke failed field sobriety tests and blew a .11 on a test unit. The boy was returned unharmed to the mother. He faces two felony charges and one misdemeanor charge. The 37-year-old migrant worker charged with stabbing a co-worker in August will be back in Washington County Court this morning. Roberto Castillo Noyola is charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. His attorney has been in negotiation for a plea agreement. Sheriff's officials say Castillo Noyola believed the other man had stolen beer and money from him when he grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed the man multiple times on August 1st in the town of Farmington. He remains in jail under a $50,000 cash bond. Washington County investigators say two men arrested in West Bend for an attempted burglary are not suspects in recent burglaries in Jackson and Richfield. Two young men from Milwaukee, 116 and 122, were arrested in a high-risk traffic stop that followed the report of an attempted burglary in West Bend at noon on Monday. Police were called to a residence in the 400 block of South River Road to investigate two men attempting to break into a residence. When officers arrived, the men got into a vehicle and took off. Officers stopped the vehicle a short distance from the residence, but as a precaution because of the nature of the call, a small section of East Washington was shut down until the suspects were in custody. Suspects were taken into custody without incident. There were no injuries from the event. Both faced attempted burglary and resisting an officer charges. A 27-year-old Milwaukee woman charged with arson and two felony counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety is scheduled to be back in Washington County Court this afternoon. Renisha L. North pleaded not guilty to those charges in December. According to the criminal complaint, she and her friends ran into her ex at a Milwaukee bar in September of 2014, and there was a confrontation. The next night, North allegedly came up to Washington County and started the ex's house on fire. A neighbor noticed the fire. The neighbor needed to save his kids, a 5-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy, who were sleeping in a cabin 15 to 20 feet away from the burning building. North has been free on a signature bond. If convicted of all three charges, she faces up to 65 years in prison. And now you're up to date on WBKV. Our forecast is next.